Southern Turkey has its own set of problems these days. There's the ever-increasing number of Syrian refugees there. And then there's the very serious shortage of pistachios. Maybe not as consequential as the refugee issue, but Turkey is the world's third largest pistachio producer. So, yeah, it's serious. Susanna George reports.
In the heart of Turkey's pistachio country lies Gaziantep, a city that takes the nuts very seriously. It's home to the Pistachio Research Institute, a humble-looking building filled with scientists working to optimize Turkey's pistachio harvests. Walking through an orchard just outside his office, Kemal Sabkaya says he feels a deep connection to the trees around him and to helping pistachio farmers wherever they are.
I cannot separate me from pistachio. For example, if any person, any farmer, called me from 1,000 kilometers far away from here, I'm going there. Yes, I love it.
Sarpkaya tells me pistachio farming is a pretty complicated business. For one thing, only the female trees bear fruit, and only every other year. So even small problems with a harvest can have big effects, leading to wild spikes in price. A bad harvest caused by low rainfall and a pest infestation. And there's a new factor that sent prices skyrocketing, pistachio speculation. In some cases, pistachio distributors, the middlemen between farmers and consumers, are hoarding reserves, betting on the prices to keep going up, and so far it does every year. But now businessmen are getting in on the game as an investment, buying low, holding back stock, and then selling high. The people most affected by all of this are baklava producers.
I am Cevdet Güllü. I'm the member of Güllüoğlu family, sixth generation baklava maker.
Güllü is a baklava purist. His place in the old city is Gaziantep's oldest baklava shop and sells just one thing. The restaurant is no frills, simple marble top tables and aluminum plates. There is silverware, but Güllü insists the sweet is best eaten by hand. He says the price of pistachios is on everyone's mind.
I talked 5 minutes ago with my pistachio seller. Nowadays, in the last 10 years, prices are really bad for us.
Güllü says the industry's dealt with the vagaries of nature for generations. But the new pistachio hoarding, or as people here call it, stocking, is too much.
We also tell people, if you know someone stocking, tell them not to stock. It's not healthy.
Not healthy, he says, because speculators don't store the nuts properly. So when the pistachios make it back into the market, they're often stale or infested with pests. Back at the research institute, Sarpkaya says he wishes these businessmen would have more respect for pistachios, stop treating them like any old commodity. Sarpkaya says a strong harvest in the next 2 years could help the pistachio market correct itself. But as for the speculators, without some kind of enforcement, he doesn't expect them to stop anytime soon. For The World, I'm Susanna George.
If you want to go inside a baklava kitchen in Turkey's pistachio country, we've got pictures at PRI.org. And while you're there, check out the latest story in our 9th month series on pregnancy and birth around the world. This one's about dads in the Caribbean fighting for the right to be present when their kids are born. The story's from our partner Global Voices, and it's only online at PRI.org.